And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello?
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show is not the show I said it was going to be. I believe I said last week that we would do Oivember this week, which is going to be an Oi music special. That has been put back a week because of a couple of things that I wanted to talk about and a couple of bands I had to play on this week's show for things that are happening this weekend, etc. So it's been pushed back a week, but it's all right. It's going to happen next week. Anyway, don't worry. I've changed my mind about a couple of bands I'll explain it all.
Okay.
Let's kick off with something from Japan, shall we? Hakai Hayabusa. That is Hakai Hayabusa, Mr. Tony.
Nice.
Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. You're listening to Project Marv right now. That track was called A times H, which obviously isn't in it, but it's what they put it to on the thing. You can find that and other stuff from Hakai Hayabusa on japanfiles.com, which I strongly recommend you go to. Great way to find out about alternative Japanese music. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Hakai Hayabusa's Japan Files page?
japanfiles.com/Hakai Hayabusa.
No, it's not. It's japanfiles.com/Hakai, H-A-K-A-I. At least that's what it said when I tried to go on there, but I couldn't go on to Japan Files. The site must have been down or something when I was there. But anyway, that is it. So, tough luck. Tony Neil, poorly be the internet one. Now, I've got written down here in my notes to do additional material stroke word of the week. But word of the week this week is quite lengthy.
Okay.
Right? And you know how I like a length. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to do word of the week in this bit. And I thought, because last week's show, we sort of over-talked it a bit, didn't we? I'll at least try and keep the links a little shorter this week so you can enjoy the music without getting bored of listening to me. Here we go then. If you do have an idea for word of the week, do send it through to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, word of the week. Here we go. Hello, Paul and Tony. Open brackets. Great work on the beds this week, Tony. Close brackets. That's becoming a bit of a catchphrase for the listening, mate. After bringing you Wacker Spacker, Midget Muncher, and Rich Tea Biscuit, I now have another amazing instalment for you, Neurotica. This is a term my mate Emma came up with to describe the fact, which all red bloody males know in their hearts, which is women who are balmy as a bag of badgers are amazing in the sack. he's got a point straight away. She may be needy, stroke, annoying both you and your mates nearly all the time, stroke, seriously overacting at the slightest thing, stroke, go crazy at you because you looked at a female when you were five, or any of the things that she has in her crazy bitch repertoire. But you know that all the crazy that you have to put up with in your day-to-day life while being around her is more than made up by the even mental sex that you have with said nut job once you get her in bed, stroke, bathroom, stroke, top of a double-decker bus. If you find yourself agreeing that the sex does make up for it, then you have a neurotica fetish, my friend, and you're nearly as sick in the head as the woman you'd bang. So, if any of you mates out there with messed up neurotic girlfriends, it's because your mate is into neurotica and the sex is outweighing the crazy for the time being. So, to sum up, neurotica is the term to describe the awesome sex that one has with crazy chicks. Green Dave from Hull. Apoog, apoog. What do you think, Tony?
Nice.
Is Steph mad?
No.
Oh, dear. I do have to say that it's possibly the most misogynist word of the week start to a show we've ever had. And I don't know, maybe it's true the other way around as well. This is only from the male perspective. Female listeners of Punky, both of you, if you're listening to this show and you've just heard that and you'd like to respond to it, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, word of the week, and or I have to disagree, stroke, agree about neurotica. I happen to think he's got a point. I don't want to go into details.
Fair enough.
But yeah, neurotica. Let's see whether it crops up again in the show. This week, Tone, before we move on, have you had any incidents of interest that you'd like to speak about right at the top of the show?
I had a weird day today with a royal visit.
It was a royal visit, was it?
Yeah, it was. Ended up being the Prince... Sophie, Edward's wife, to the Countess of Wessex. Apparently my
that
office...
made that place.
My office is right next to a child line, which I never knew. And I think she's a patron.
How fitting.
And they made me move my car. Maybe I was just looking a bit dodgy. I don't know. But yeah, so all these police and all these cones down, and then she turned up in a big Bentley and buggered off after half an hour, so it was interesting, it was exciting, but not a lot to say really. But
did you see her get out of the car?
No, we just saw the car pull up, and then
did you glimpse royalty?
Nah, I could just see the front of the car from my window,
right?
And then people walking in and out with bottles of champagne and all sorts of things, and camera crews and things like that.
What can I say? At least the front of her car wasn't all mashed up.
It was nice. Nice. Oh, yeah, new Bentley.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
If she's sewn up in a Metro, questions wouldn't have been asked about the budget. Oh, well. Yeah. Well, that's happening, so let's get on the next track then.
Yeah.
Now, I played a track off this album last week, Exercise Your Demons by Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons. This is a band I've changed my mind about in a week. I thought they were great, and I didn't let on last week, but I'd only given this a quick listen, this album. And I'll be honest, I didn't think it was as good as the previous EP they brought out. But I've had it in the car all week, and I've got to say, mate, it's absolutely brilliant. Hence, we're playing a track for the second week running because it's so good. And this track, is it my favourite on there? I don't know. The very first track, Trouble with the Devil, I absolutely love, but this track is track 5 of 13. It's a song called Daddy Longlegs, right?
Okay.
Now, this girl spends too much time by herself, right? Try and make out the lyrics on this. They're absolutely brilliant. Oh, I will have something to say about some extra lyrics as well later on in the show, if I remember. But the lyrics to this song are fantastic. It's really catchy. It's really brilliant. What I want to know is, what is Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons' MySpace page?
I always get this wrong. Something like myspace.com/Johnson's Music #1.
Very nearly. Yeah. myspace.com/TheJohnsons#1. And that's the Johnsons, no, and the number one. Probably being the internet too. Tony Neil, this is Daddy Longlegs. You're do check out their MySpace page as well, and you'll find them on their on Facebook as well. They seem to be gigging quite a lot at the moment, and I know that early next year they will be touring the new album. It's all very exciting. They're clearly absolutely loving it at the moment. They're doing gig after gig after gig. Everyone's saying that was brilliant, mate. Catch them while you can. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, I'm a little bit worried about asking this. Have you got any podcast Andy comments?
I've got a couple, thankfully. It's still broken. It's still broken, and everyone's now complaining, and no one's fixing anything, so I don't know what's going on anymore with Podcast Alley.
Well, yeah, but if the forum's still active...
Yeah, the forum's still active.
Well, would that be in a different thing, then?
Well, the site works. You can go on it and view the pages and all the podcasts that are listed, but the shows aren't being updated.
Right.
So whatever's updating the shows on the site isn't working, and the email confirmations that go out for votes aren't working. So there's something amiss. Something extra services or whatever.
Something bad is happening.
And they're not responding, apparently. People are emailing them and phoning them and talking to them on Facebook, and no one's saying anything. So I don't know.
So, I smell change in the air, Tony.
I smell change and disaster.
Which is a relief. For me, because I've been smelling something else over the last 2 days, but I'll tell you about that in the next.
Okay.
Let's hear what you've got then.
Okay. So two comments. First one: the penis mightier than the sword. And Paulie B, thanks for that, Paul.
Oh, that's it. It's an absolute pleasure.
Okay. So yeah, only people with Podcast Alley accounts can vote. So hence why we haven't got many. And another one: punk is great. I made you say cunt from Dave Fitz. Well, thanks, Dave.
That is true, Dave, of course. Yeah. Or Mike. just to be really confusing. Have we read out your one from this month, then?
Yeah.
That's all you've done, is it?
Did that last week. So that's basically it. If you want to leave a comment, maybe email me.
Just don't bother.
You can email me if you want, if you have anything.
Don't bother.
No?
Okay. Oh, sorry. If you want to just say something.
Yeah, if you're going to put something in the comments, because we just get really nice comments and can quite involved ones at times.
Yeah. We'll find somewhere else for you to put them, I think.
Yeah. In the meantime, just email me, tony@punkyradio.com.
Yeah, or just don't bother. Change the foot. There's definitely something going on, because
something is
there's
going
something
on.
Else that isn't happening this week that does normally, that at half time, that changes the foot.
Change.
Definitely. Well, we might as well get on with the next track then, mate. And this is one that came out of the blue. Well, it didn't, actually. It came from Jakarta, Indonesia.
Huh.
And we don't play a lot of bands from Jakarta, Indonesia. In fact, we only play one, Nervous Breakdown. And Kiss This. Yeah. nervous breakdown, Tony.
Cool.
A little bit of, I don't know, not really hardcore, but a little bit of rock for you there from Jakarta, Indonesia. Thanks very much, Nervous Breakdown, for sending us that through as well. They sent an email out of the blue, really, saying, look, we've got some new stuff out. There's a forthcoming album. Do you fancy hearing a sample track? I went, yes, I do. They sent me two. I went, nice one. Stick that on. I like playing music from Indonesia. Indonesian punk bands, if you're listening.
Nice.
Why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com with some ideas about why I should be playing? What do I know is, Tony, what is Nervous Breakdown's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Nervous Breakdown?
No, it's not. MySpace.com/Nervous Breakdown 2006.
Ooh.
Paulie and Internet 3, Tony Nil.
Yeah.
Dr. Slaggleby underneath us. You might need a little bit of Dr. Miracle coming up here. Now, I've got down here Comedy Suburbs, which I haven't got, I've just realised. But then I've got last week. I'm going to tell you a little bit about last week, Tony. I've had an interesting couple of days, right?
Okay.
On Friday night, I did my show in Hitchin. And every month, I'd sing the song Breach the Green with the audience. Mm. And we decided this month that we would record it for YouTube. We would video me and the audience doing it. All set up. Tim, the guy who does filming for me, was absolutely brilliant, shows up. He's great. He's got it all set up. They didn't have the right mic. They couldn't find the SM58, so we had this shitty little mic. And it was a bit muffled. And when I did the song, the audience were really keen. They were all trying to get it right. They didn't want to let the club down for YouTube. They all went for it. And I just missed the verse out.
Oh, dear.
I don't know how, but I completely screwed it up myself. So we're going to have to try and do it again next month. That was Friday. Saturday, after the gig in Letchworth, I was on with Simon Munnery and Dan Evans, and thanks to both of them, they're brilliant. Me and this bloke Sam came back to my house after the gig and after we'd been out having a drink and that, and we got in late anyway, and I don't know what time he left, but anyway, when we got into the lodge, when we got in, the neighbour's cat had been locked out and I felt sorry for it, so I let it in, right? I let it in and it settled itself on the sofa and just sort of dropped off and everything was all right. Me and him kept drinking for a couple of hours. If you're interested, Tony, we were drinking rum and diet ginger beer. I can
Any
recommend
good?
It.
Yeah?
Fantastic.
Dark rum or white rum?
Dark rum. Mm. Dark rum and diet ginger beer because I care about my waistline.
We're drinking Sailor Jerry's rum at the minute. Highly recommend it.
It's a very fashionable choice at present, my friend.
No, I see. Choice,
yeah. Amongst the rock and roll fraternity. No, it is.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's the rum of choice for psychobillies, I have noticed.
Okay.
So anyway, he left about 3:15 in the morning. I didn't have the heart to throw the cat out, so I got it a little thing of a ramekin. Didn't have a saucer, so I got it a ramekin of milk, because I'm quite middle class. And I thought, I'd better make it a litter tray. And I know what a cat litter tray looks like, but I knew I didn't have the ingredients, so I compromised. And what I did was, I got the tray that I eat my TV dinners off. Mm. And I put some cornflakes in it, because I didn't have any muesli. In my head, muesli was cat litter. And because I didn't have any, I put some cornflakes in, and I put it by the front door, right? Thinking, it'll work it out. Anyway, woke up 8:30 the next morning with a cat on my face. What's the cat doing? Where am I? What's going on? Cat. Ah. And this cat was just going, look, I've had enough. Can you let me out now? And you're like, let the cat out. Went back to sleep. Woke up at midday. Walked into my lounge and nearly vommed. The little bastard had repaid my kindness by doing a shit behind my telly and pissing all over my bank statements. I was absolutely furious. And I was like, it was a weird set of emotions going on because there was like the tears that were the realisation I was going to have to clear this thing up and I'm not very good at clearing up poo. My own, let alone anybody else's. Not that happens very often. There was also the sheer anger that this little bastard that I'd let into my home had defiled it. And then there was also the nausea because, oh my God, the smell, and just how it looked. Do you know what it looked like? It looked like a brown egg, a brown fried egg.
Oh.
It looked like a chocolate fried egg, and I've got to pick this up off my lovely carpet. And I got, and it was a horrible tone, and I used up all my kitchen roll, and I squirted and I sprayed and I did everything I could, and I scrubbed and I scrubbed and I sprayed, and I went out and got a special cat bastard deodorizer, TM, right, and I was squirting and spraying. Oh, man, it's all right in the day because I'm squirting and spraying in the day, but in the morning when I get up, yesterday morning and this morning, I walked into the lounge to the faint aroma of cat shit and went, oh, I've got to do this all again, and it's just, I don't know how long it's going to last. I'll probably end up just cutting up that bit of carpet and throwing it out.
Yeah, or moving.
Cats are evil. Really, really evil. Anyway, that was on Sunday. And as if the day couldn't get any worse, I then had to go and start a new gig in Essex.
Okay.
So I went down to the Menzies Prince Regent Hotel on the Chigwell-Woodford Bridge border to do this new gig. And the people down there, absolutely brilliant people. The guys running it, brilliant. They set the room up fantastically, made it look really nice. But they were obviously keen, because it was the first night and they're quite a posh hotel. They were really keen to spoil the audience. And I went, no, you don't need to give them... I know it sounds a bit weird, but you don't need to give them any more than a chair, a bar and stand-up comics. You don't need snacks on the table. You don't need the pre-show lighting to be amazing. You don't need a DJ to do exactly the right tunes before the show. You just need a compilation. You know, you don't need all the bits and bobs that they had, that they wanted to do. And the catering manager said as well, listen, what I thought I'd do is at half time I'd give everyone as an introductory treat chicken dippers and chips, right? Mm. I'm going, look, it's a lovely gesture, but if you give them food this month, they'll expect it every month, because yeah, it's included in the price. They paid their £8 to get in. That £8 pays for the comedy show. It doesn't pay for the extra things you're giving them, but in their heads, those extra things will be included in their price.
Yeah.
So if they come along again and pay £8 and those things aren't there, they'll moan and say it should be cheaper. They want someone. Anyway, he wouldn't have it. They wouldn't have it. They'd be doing it anyway. I went, all right, fair enough. On your heads be it. How right I was. At half time, there was a fist fight over the chips. Yeah, and it wasn't off the audience. It was off two members of staff, I think one of which might have got a bit pissed. But they ended up having a full-on, and it wasn't in the room. What they'd done was, I don't know what the argument was about. It was something to do with the chicken dippers and chips. And the fight had just, it had kicked off, but it dived straight into the bar and into a little kitchen area on the side of the bar, where one of them just knocked seven bells out of the other one. There's blood all over the floor. And everyone's, oh, God. Anyway, they threw them both out, and I think they were instantly dismissed as well.
Hmm.
Yeah. It being Essex, no one batted an eyelid. They expect it. We did the second half as normal. I made a laugh about people fighting over chips. And the headline act went on and had a great time. It was a brilliant show. One bloke said that he'd only paid £8. And for, this is what I'm saying, you know, you give them something once, they want it every month. Hmm. He'd only paid £8 to see three comics, get chicken and chips, and see a fight. Now what's he going to want every month? You know? We can't orchestrate a fight between members of staff every month. The catering manager said to me afterwards, you were right about the chips. I went, I know. but no one minded. The show was great. You know, once these guys were out, once it was out, people carried on. Really great crowd, really great gig. Worked out all right. Anyway, that was last week. Time for the next track, Tony. And this, again, this is a band that, well, we haven't played it in a while now. The Hip Priests, from an album Tight and Exciting. These are a fabulous band live. Brilliant front man, really, really great band. This album's great. We've played a few songs off it. There's a few more that I may play off it as well, because it's just so good. We've definitely played Ass on Fire. We might have played Demon Hooker as well. Anyway, I've got another delightfully titled one for you this week. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Hip Priest MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheHipPriests.
No, it's not. It's myspace.com/hippriests.
Bollocks.
It's Tony Nil, poorly being the internet for... Hey, Tony, guess what?
What?
I love to fuck. Day I was born was the day I got the hump!
Fuck!
So, Tony, that was the Hit Priest. Do check them out live if you can. Absolutely brilliant band. I was wondering, you know, I was thinking to myself this week, I wondered whether it might be worth me telling you about our friends GoDaddy.com, okay?
Okay.
But then I thought, no, fuck them. This is Serotonin.
To move on from this, but it just doesn't leave. I can't erase the image of your intense deceit. I don't ever want to repeat this. I don't ever want to play these games. I just want to live and forget, but I just can't seem to. The more I try to forget, the more it holds me back. Although I did forgive you, I still can't hide this fact. I don't ever want to repeat this. I don't ever want to play these games. I just want to
right, Tony.
Yes.
That was Serotonin.
Cool.
Ask me why I was playing that.
Why were you playing that?
I was playing that, Tony, because they've got a big gig on Sunday the 21st, which is this Sunday. And it is at the Camden Underworld. It's for a national competition, and they have a chance of winning an album deal and tour. So it would be great if you get the chance to go down there and show your support. The song you just heard was Live and Forget, which is their latest single out now. Just do check them out, right? The best way to check them out is to go to their MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/serotonin.
No, it's not myspace.com/serotonin effect.
Bollocks.
Quality being on the internet, 5 Tony nil. I like it. So also, while I'm there, because I've pulled that was a comment on our MySpace page, which we are on the verge of telling, it seems, every internet institution to fuck off. Because yeah. Because MySpace have just changed around their homepage again, and I can't make head or tail of it. Anyway, we did get another lovely comment from Limousine.
Okay.
said, "Hi, Paulie and Tony. Huge thanks and drinks all around for playing Jennifer X by Limousine on Punky the other night. We owe you so many drinks, it may be cheaper just to buy you a pub. All the best, Limo Dean." He's in there.
Nice.
He even calls himself Limo Dean now. Fantastic. Yeah, absolute pleasure, lads. And I do look forward to getting down to catch you live as soon as possible. But Serotonin, this Sunday, Camden Underworld. If you're in the North London area, get down to it. It's obviously a huge sort of Battle of the Bands deal, and there will be very, very good bands that are on there. That would have been a Tony's
International Gig Guide.
Oh. But he didn't do it, I did. So no. It's just that.
Yeah.
True. Right. Have I got anything else to say in this bit? No. Perhaps you'd like to explain, Tony, to people how they can get on. Tony.
International Gig Guide.
Oh.
Yeah, if you have a gig to promote, or if you're in a band, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the location of the band's name would help, actually. Band's name, where they're playing, how much it is, who they're playing with, any kind of website or details about it, and I'll read it out. It is an international gig guide after all, so it can be anywhere in the world, and I'll read it out as close to the gig date as possible. But yeah, please just email me. Thank you.
Because email does appear to still work.
Email works. Yeah, my car.
It's the original and best, isn't it, as far as the internet's concerned?
Yeah.
The original and best. There's another gig that I want to tell you about as well that's in a couple of weeks' time. And that is the Fuzz Tones at the 100 Club on Sunday, December the... I think it's the 5th. I think it's Sunday, December the 5th. The 100 Club is threatened with closure because of inflated rents. It's on Oxford Street. It's a famous old venue for jazz and then latterly for punk rock. 100 Club was instrumental in punk. So many great bands have played it down the years. It'll be a crying shame if it stops. I've seen a couple of bands down there in the past, and I'm looking forward to going back again. It's a great, great club. And the Fuzz Tones are playing as part of their 30th anniversary tour. I saw the Fuzz Tones in, I believe, 1987 at Bowes Lyon House in Stevenage. A bloke in the crowd that night was my mate Felix, but at the time we didn't know each other.
All right, okay.
This time round we do, and he's coming down with me to the 100 Club, as are one or two other rowdies. It's going to be a great night. If you're in London town on Sunday, December the 5th, go to the 100 Club, see the Fuzz Tones. Tickets are £12, available from We Got Tickets and all that sort of thing. Just type in the Fuzz Tones 100 Club, you'll find it. If you're in the London area, go, I will be there. Limousine, interestingly, Limousine particularly, this would be a great place for us to meet. I was half expecting you to have been supporting them. You'd fit in beautifully. Anyway, that's that. That's on, I believe, Sunday, December 5th, and I have a ticket for it. Right. Got that out of the way. Now it would only seem sensible to play something by the Fuzz Tones, wouldn't it?
Yes.
So you know what to expect when you get there. Well, here it is, Tony. What I want to know is, what is the Fuzz Tones MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Fuzz Tones?
No, it's MySpace.com/ The Fuzz Tones.
Oh, fuck.
Poorly bit the internet sick, Tony Neil. She's wicked.
voodoo child.
She's wicked. She's wicked. She's wicked. She's
That's the Fuzz Tones and She's Wicked. In the previous section, you were listening to the Planet Smashers. You're now listening to Mustang Lightning. Thanks, James. That's a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And what phrase did you just use for how you tell stories? What was it?
Theatre of the mind.
The theatre of the mind, yeah.
It's a gift.
We were just off air discussing how Tony can make the most exciting event sound utterly humdrum. That how people around the world might possibly be interested in the fact that he looked out the window at royalty today. No, he spent, yeah, it was all right. Nice car.
Nice car. I saw the bumper. Nice. Bentley.
And now the theatre of the mind is completely bit to their imagination. I may need to conjure up some theatre of the mind this week because at first viewing, the gigs I'm doing over the next few days don't look that inspiring in that I am doing a pub in London Bridge, an art centre in Hereford, a theme park in Lancaster and a pub in Biggleswade this week.
Wow.
It's a rock and roll, but actually they're all going to be really good. The London Bridge one on Thursday is at a pub near London Bridge. I can't remember. If you do fancy going, just email me or Facebook me or don't MySpace me, I can't work it out. Yeah, email or Facebook me if you fancy going on Thursday. It is compared by the quite hilariously ridiculous Harriet Bowden, who is one of the most unintentionally funny women I've ever met in my life. Support comes from Paul Ricketts, who's an excellent, excellent act, and the headline act is none other than me. Then on Friday, I'll be doing a gig at, I can't remember the name of the place, I think it's called The Light or something, but it's an art centre in Hereford, and I'm, again, the headline act, and I'm quite excited about that. The last time I did it, it was just such a great night. It was really, really good. And I'm staying over, so I may be tempted to paint Hereford red afterwards. I'm not sure, but if you are a Hereford rowdy and you fancy meeting up a couple of beers, do the same thing. Email or Facebook me. I'll let you know where I am, or maybe you can give me some ideas of what I should do in Hereford on a Friday night other than chase the bulls. Saturday sees me in Lancaster, but I will be driving up there during the gig and driving back. It's a long fucking drive as well, because on Sunday I start my yet another new gig. Oh god, I'm busy at the moment. At the Rose, which is a pub in Biggleswade, and I'll be comparing that one. And the acts on the bill are John Mann and Craig Murray. So if you would like to go to any of those, feel free to get in touch with me, and I'll let you know where they are and whether you have to pay or not, or whether I can get you on the guest list, etc., etc. How about you, Tony? What are you doing this week? Nothing. I thought I'd leave it to the Theatre of the Mind.
Yeah, probably more conjuring more theatre. Nah, nothing really. Just a lot of work digging myself out a big financial hole.
Oh, dear.
As fun as that. Well, yeah. Everything's fine. I'm just working with work.
And how about the band?
We haven't got together in a couple of weeks.
Do you think they've gone off, yeah?
Possibly. Maybe my girly voice. I've started writing new stuff. So I'm going to try and put a few demos together, try and figure out what I want to do, and then kind of get that together with the band a bit. because we all wanted different things at the same time. So I thought,
hang on, what, the latest band?
Yeah. So I kind of thought I should maybe do a quick few demos, go in with them and say, this is what I kind of had in mind, and seeing if they agreed or disagreed, or, you know, rather than just all sit around going, don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know, I want to do this. Well, yeah, that'd be cool, but I also want to do this.
I'll just do Reverend Horton Heat covers until you can work it out.
Yeah, that could do. yeah.
Fantastic. I'd be first in line to see that gig, mate. It'd be brilliant. Okay, fair enough. So are you just working?
Just working, yeah, at the minute, unfortunately.
Well,
boring, but
there's always a theatre of the mind, isn't there? Tiny people can make it. Perhaps just imagine you working in the middle of the machine or something, you know, like Tron. Maybe you should change your name to Tronny Hearn. Yes,
it's too close to Tronny Hearn.
Well, that's not far away either, is it? If you'd like proof of Tranny Hearn, which I hadn't occurred to me, Tony, but you clearly want to bring up the fact that you look quite stunning in fuchsia.
Thank you.
not in the past, in the fuchsia. there are photos. They are available. They have. Perhaps you'd like to describe the outfit again, Tony, just for my delectation, really.
Well, it was
there's no theatre of the mind here. There's just the horror of reality.
It was a pink silk nightie. With white tights and a light pink cardigan, topped off with a rather fetching pink wig, and obviously the full makeup.
Yeah,
the full makeup. Yeah,
and, wasn't it? It was rather delightfully finished off with a pair of Chuck Taylor baseball boots, wasn't it?
Yep, and a little clutch bag as well.
Of course, yeah. Whereas me thinking that you could get away with merely Converse All-Stars, of course you needed a clutch bag. And judging by the photos, no end of pouting. You were certainly pulling some come-hither faces at that party.
It's disturbing.
I tell you what, I fancy more as a bird.
Thank you.
And Steph just looked like someone had drawn on her and thrown her through a charity shop. I'm pleased to say that she didn't look very manly because she's so feminine, but I'm not, Tony, but with you, I was tempted.
Thank you.
It's all right. Try that on your theatre with a fucking mind.
I've got options. It's good to know.
So, yes, that's why all Tony will talk about his work. It's because on the Friday night, he's taken to calling himself Angela and going to specialist restaurants. You cross-dressing. I was proud of you, actually. I was very impressed. I'm glad that was as much a state of undress as I saw you in, though, Tony.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, now then.
Yes.
You're what? Listening to... I've just got completely carried away. I was in the wrong bit there. I ought to get on with the next song, didn't I?
Okay.
Yeah. Here's something really mad for you. Crisps and cheese on the sofa. Crash normal.
Looking out for four players. Eat crisps and cheese, lean on the sofa. I want to hear you screaming. I'm gonna make you crank it. With your sofa on your leg. You look like a pig, man. Quit looking out for four players. Eat crisps and cheese, lean on the sofa. I can't stand it.
was Crash Normal. They're quite a fantastic band that I interviewed at the Prickly Pea Bowls Festival on the mysterious island not so long ago. And the delightful Jerome. I don't say this lightly about the French. What a lovely bunch of guys. absolutely brilliant. And he does say crisps and cheese on the sofa delightfully in that massive racket of a number. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Crash Normal's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/CrashNormal.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Tony 1, Paul of the Internet 6. At least you've avoided the being 8-balled and having to take all your clothes off and run around the pool table. You're listening to the Sandwichy Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Do you have a twat?
I do. Thank you for all your nominations over the past forever. But I need more. I think this is the only one I've got, actually. So please do email me your nominations this week. Tony@punkyradio.com. Title your email is a twat. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Please do email me. All twats received with thanks. We don't want another dry spell, so email me. Thank you. This week it's well, a relatively short one, but a very deserving twat.
Oh, good.
Yeah, from Aubrey Harrison, who says, my uncle brought his
mother's... From
who? Aubrey Hansen.
Oh, I thought he said Audley Harrison.
I think I did, actually. my uncle bought his mother's, my granny's, house, promising to remodel the whole thing and let her live there stress-free for the remainder of her days. He doubled the value of the house, as he says he would, but then he sold it and moved to California, leaving my granny homeless. Now she's penniless and has to live with my mom.
What a twat!
Exactly. My uncle, Randy Mormon, of San Fernando, California.
Say that name again.
Randy Mormon. Mormon.
Randy Mormon?
Yeah.
As in Mormon,
As in more man.
Oh, right. I thought it was like going crazy with his fingers in Salt Lake City. You ran Mormon. Well, Tony, this is utterly deserved, of course.
Exactly. So, Randy Mormon of San Fernando, California
is a twat. A right twat. A complete twat. How can you do that to your own mother? What a twat.
Twat doesn't even barely cover it, really.
No, it doesn't.
No.
I mean, we don't say this word very often, but it's almost worth having an is a cunt section for that, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's really out of order. And I'm sorry that happened, and I hope that she's all right.
Yeah.
Utterly justified. Well, it almost seems a shame to lighten the mood after that, because that's horrific. But I'm going to,
okay.
Because we've got our last track, Tony, and it is by Leather Zoo. It's off their album Naked Feedback. And when I started saying there is someone, we have, of course, or you have, seen the lead singer of Leather Zoo's tits.
Yeah.
And I haven't, because when we were on... when we were on Pantsfield 103 doing the brilliant show Punk and Disorderly that the station didn't deserve, we invited them into studio for a chat, didn't we?
Yeah.
And as I was introducing their record, she was standing outside and she flashed you.
Which flashed us?
I didn't see it. I begged her to do it again. Would she? No.
No.
Nevertheless, we've stayed friends, and even though I've been asking repeatedly various different women to send me their used knickers through the post, this plea is genuine, and that I would just like her to send me a photograph of her tits just so I can be equal with you, because I can't bear the fact that you've seen something I haven't. I know it's really childish. I know I should be more of an adult, but I promise to delete the photograph as soon as I've seen it. Tony only got a quick flash. That's all I'm after. It's just not fair. This has been eating at my soul for years now. It's like, and the thing is, yeah, I don't have a sufficient mind to make a theatre of it. I just can't imagine your nipples. I need to see them. But any road up. This is the track off the app. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Leather Zoo's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/LeatherZoo.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie with the Internet 6, a huge victory for me this week, the like of which I obviously deserve. This is 88 Kids. that was Leather Zoo, Tony. Really, yet another great album. Yet another great track off a great album on this week's show. Do check out the MySpace pages of the bands this week to find out more about them. And do make sure that you download anything you can, anything you can afford to. That's why we do this show, so you can discover new music, because we'd like to unite fans and bands across
the land.
Also, we would really like you to get onto iTunes and review us. How do you do that?
Quickest way to do that is go to punkradio.com, and on the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will take you to iTunes and our music store page, where you can log in and review us. You will need to log in, so you will need an account, but it's all free. And when you review us, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. Your reviews help us move up the featured rankings of iTunes, so it's quite important. And a handful of reviews make quite a lot of difference, so please do reviews.
Oh, you finished, sorry.
Hello.
Thank you all so much for listening to us this week. Do have a really good week. Next week is going to be Oivember. It's going to be a classic. There's going to be more Oi Punk than you can shake a stick at next week. Although, frankly, I wouldn't shake a stick at Oi Punk. It'll probably take it off you and back you over the head with it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog.